Hello and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking living wholehearted. 1 Kings 9, 1-5. When Solomon had finished building the temple of the Lord at the royal palace and had achieved all he desired to do, the Lord appeared to him a second time as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard the prayer and plea you have made before me. I have consecrated this temple which you have built by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me faithfully with integrity of heart and uprightness as David your father did, and do all I command and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever, as I promised David your father when I said, you shall never fail to have a successor on the throne of Israel. What I want to highlight is verse 4. As for you, if you walk before me faithfully with integrity of heart and uprightness as David your father did. Decision to live for Jesus. Sometimes you need to draw a line in the sand and be like, I'm living for Jesus. There can be much that can distract us in this life. As we make that daily walk real to take up our cross and follow Jesus, we are walking before God faithfully. Having a heart after God. David had a heart after God. Solomon was led astray because of women that he loved. Make Jesus your clear number one. Praise and worship is key to keeping your life as with Jesus as number one. The fruit of our lips giving thanks. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Do not forget the Lord your God, all things that are from him, and when you give thanks, you remember that. The Psalms are the account of some of David's love of God, a journal of praise and worship. Most of all, God wants your heart. David had something that everything in life couldn't be compared to, his walk close to Jesus. You can't fake that. You cannot get that from others. That is each of us to develop a life love friendship with Jesus. An example of genuine writing is Psalm 147:1-5. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is the Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. In my prayer life, I know I can become very focused on my needs and that I could make more of a focus of my beautiful walk close to Jesus and not let my needs swallow that up. There will always be needs that we have. As we praise and worship, it helps us to take the focus off problems and onto the God that solves them. Instead of getting overwhelmed, we can just start to thank God that he already knows the answers, and we can put all these needs at the throne of grace. We can find help in time of need. Growing in wisdom and spiritual growth. Solomon had a gift of wisdom that was profound and from God. He could have asked for anything of God, and yet he asked for wisdom to lead the people. 1 Kings 3. Leadership wisdom is from God. Leadership is one of the spiritual gifts that we can ask for from God. Have you ever met people like that? There are some pastors that you're like, that's a calling from God. They lead like as natural as they were born, as if they were born leaders. Was that for Solomon? Not necessarily. Solomon asked for wisdom, and we can too. We can build a skill set of wisdom. Practical knowledge can help us to be able to lead in areas we could otherwise have not known what to do. If you're listening and you're like, I want to know this Jesus, that's awesome. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. I'm going to pray a simple prayer. If you would like to repeat as well, you're welcome. Dear Jesus, thanks for dying on the cross for me. I believe you are God, Jesus. I'm sorry for mistakes I've made. Thank you for your complete forgiveness. I am a follower of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's awesome. If you prayed that prayer, it's really great to meet other believers that can encourage us in our faith. Well, today we talked about living wholehearted, having a decision to live for Jesus, having a heart after God, and growing in wisdom and spiritual growth. And if it's you today that you really want to live wholehearted for God, and you want that heart after God, and you want to grow in wisdom and spiritual growth, and you want to make that decision to live for Jesus, I'd love to pray for you as well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that it's the decision to live for you, Jesus, that's life-changing, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for the anointing, Lord, of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that you are here, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Lord, I just pray for your Holy Spirit to help in the areas where we need help, Lord. Living wholehearted for you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, thanks for listening. God bless you.